Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Today I would like to ask you a question. Do you want to be wise? And of course the answer is yes. So I will tell you right now how you can be wise. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 11:30, "He that winneth souls is wise." So there you have it. To be wise, you must win souls for Jesus Christ. Now, what is winning souls? What is it all about? You know, the Bible tells us to be lights unto the world. Wherever we go in our daily lives, we need to shine bright for Jesus Christ. And when given the opportunity, we should witness for Jesus Christ. But even more than that, I would like to tell you that soul winning is about persuading those who are not interested. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:11, it says, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." Now, I want you Christians out there to think about that verse. Do you really know the terror of the living God? For if you do, you would persuade those that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior to do so, knowing that the wrath of God abideth on them. You should tell them about Jesus Christ. Folks, it's sad to say that many churches are not soul winning for Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible tells us in Luke 14:23, it says, "Go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." Oh, it's sad to say that too many churches have programs going on to pack people inside of the church, but yet themselves have not went out to compel the people to come. You know, it is our first command that God told us to do. Mark 16:15 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature." You know, the Great Commission tells us the first part of that is go. Folks, we must go to the lost. The lost is not going to come to church. A very small percentage will. But God called us to go forth and to proclaim the gospel of his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, Acts 18 says this, "And Paul reasoned in the synagogues every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greek." See, soul winning is about persuading people to understand their need of a Savior, to recognize where they are in their sins, and then to see that Jesus Christ is the remedy for their sins. I want to encourage all of you today to learn to soul win. If you don't know how to soul win, please go to a website called OperationEMT.org. This website will help you learn to become a soul winner for Jesus Christ. Remember, he that winneth souls is wise, and we want to be wise. Why is a soul winner wise? Well, pretty simple, because they're following the steps of Jesus Christ. Anyone who is truly born again and who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior will want to tell others about Jesus Christ. I'm reminded of the story of the Samaritan woman by the well. When she met Jesus and Jesus told her all about herself, she recognized her sin and then confessed them. And then she immediately, upon receiving Jesus Christ, started to witness. Folks, ask yourself this question: am I truly saved? If you are, one indicator to let you know if you're saved is that you're telling others about Jesus Christ. Now go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.